Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Something inside me has always been there. But now it's awake. And I need help.
Star Wars The Last Jedi premiered last night. Does this latest installment answer key questions about Rey, the mysterious, strong with the Force young woman at the center of the franchise reboot? Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so no spoilers, anybody, in this segment. But early reviews seem to say that Daisy Ridley does a pretty good job again in the role, and she's shouldering quite a burden being a central female character in an historically male-dominated movie franchise. Now, on the one hand, 2017 has been a year of reckoning about the massive challenges, sexism, and harassment women face in Hollywood. On the other hand, we've seen some pretty fierce ladies on screen this year as well. So what do the two trends mean for women in film? Joining us now with her take is Kate Taylor. She is the film critic for The Globe and Mail in Toronto, and she's with us on the line. Kate, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi.
So you've written an article in The Globe and Mail called Wonder Woman and Wonder Women. I mean, what kind of year has 2017 been overall for women in film?
Well, I think it's been a good year. I started thinking about this because we've just seen a series of very strong female protagonists. And traditionally, when, you know, movies are driven by men, by male characters. And obviously, Wonder Woman being the biggie because it did so well at the box office. But Star Wars, too, the fact that franchise has embraced a female character to be sort of the heir to the Skywalker legacy or whatever, to be the next Jedi, is really interesting. I mean, it suggests that that Disney thinks audiences will accept that. And you know how dear to people's hearts Star Wars is.
Right.
And
agreed. And especially for such a high-profile, big-money, international movie like a Star Wars franchise film would be, there's a lot riding on the success of that of the film. And so I take your point. For them to put a female character, continuing to focus on her as a major part of the film is quite imprimatur of support. But let's talk a little bit more about Wonder Woman, because this is a film that did well at the box office as well and has really strong female characters. So how important was Wonder Woman in this bigger conversation?
I think it marked a real breakthrough. I think people were quite anxious about it when you saw the controversy there was over the female reboot of Ghostbusters, for example, you know, that maybe people wouldn't accept, you know, wouldn't flock to a film about a female superhero. I mean, the wisdom, traditional wisdom with the superheroes has been that the female characters will never do as well for you in the market as the male ones will. And Wonder Woman totally stood that on its head, I think, because it's quite a good film. It has a strong script. It has a strong performance from Gal Gadot. It has strong direction from Patty Jenkins. So I think it really stands up. And, you know, the superhero movies go up and down and how good they are. And I think this was a really good example of the genre. And audiences just seem to take to that and not be concerned about the gender of the protagonist.
Yeah. I'm seeing here that Wonder Woman brought in some $800 million at the box office. So huge amount. But how much did it matter, or how much of a difference did it make that, you know, not only do we have a film about a female superhero, but a woman, Patty Jenkins, as you mentioned, directed it?
Well, there have been reports in the trade papers about what she's going to be getting to direct the sequel. The Hollywood Reporter estimates $7 to $9 million to direct the Wonder Woman 2, and that marks a complete breakthrough, a record for a payout to a female director. A very small percentage of big budget Hollywood movies are directed by women, less than 10% in most years, and to see someone really break through that that barrier and get the big bucks, I think is a real achievement.
Yeah. So, do you think that this is are these forces going to constitute a longer lasting trend then of stronger central female characters and behind the camera women led films in general?
I hope so. Obviously, it's what I'd like to see. I do feel there's sort of a shift, that you can feel a shift. And I have to say, a lot of us kind of held our breath when Wonder Woman came out, as, you know, will the market embrace this? Because what Hollywood always says when chastised with this kind of stuff, when stuff is held up to them, they say, well, you know, we have to do what the folks like. And the traditional wisdom has always been, well, men only want to see movies about men, whereas women will go and see movies about men as well as women. So, you know, if it's about a man, you've got double the market, kind of. That's often been the sort of marketing wisdom. And to see that changing and to see general audiences comfortable with women in action roles is really important if we're going to see a more kind of balanced presentation, sort of Hollywood storytelling.
Hmm. On the other hand, though, the Golden Globes announced their nominations, I think, this week, and there's no woman in the Best Director category. And I think
never in the Best Director categories. I mean, how many women have won an Oscar for Best Directing? It's a club of one. So yeah, I mean that's a real problem in that, and direction is the worst. Writers are slightly better. So the numbers for 2016 were, I think, 7% of directors in the top 250 grossing movies were women, and 13% of writers. So it's slightly better for writers. But yeah, there's a real lack of women in those key creative roles. And of course, women writers and directors tend to be telling women's stories. So if you want to see more women's stories on the screen, you've got to get more women behind the camera, too.
Yeah. I've got some other stats here from the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film. And of the top 100 films in 2016, females comprised only 29% of protagonists. So still a very long ways to go. We've just got about 30 seconds here. Kate, I understand that there's a film coming up called Molly's Game that you're pretty excited about.
Yeah, I got thinking about this actually watching Molly's Game. So watching Molly's Game is about Molly Bloom, the real person, so-called princess of poker, and she's portrayed in the film as very clever, living by her wits as she runs these high-stakes poker games. And what really struck me about it was how alone she was, and it was just about her. There wasn't some supportive boyfriend, you know, riding to the rescue, that she had to do it all by herself, and that is much more traditionally what you would see with a male protagonist. So I thought it was a breakthrough too.
Well, Kate Taylor is film critic at the Globe and Mail in Toronto. Really great to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great to be here.
That's it for today and the week. Hope you have a really restful weekend, everybody. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.